Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you. I've definitely heard the name Dasha in the AI space, but I'm not super familiar with all the details. Could you share a bit about what makes your platform stand out? Like, what kind of conversations can your AI handle and how natural does it sound?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. No worries about the audio. These things happen. When it comes to lead
Thanks.
generation and revenue growth, I'd say one big challenge is reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and engaging without overwhelming the sales team. How does your AI handle that balance? Does it really sound human enough to keep people interested?
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and engaging.
Ah, great question. So, reaching prospects personally means the AI can adapt its tone, pace, and even the conversation flow based on how the person responds, kind of like a real human would. It's not just reading a script, it's understanding context and reacting naturally. That way people feel heard and engaged, not like they're talking to a robot. Pretty neat, right?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. I'd picture a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual bottlenecks, freeing up the sales team to focus on closing deals instead of chasing cold calls. Conversations would feel genuinely natural, boosting engagement and trust with prospects. Ultimately, that would mean noticeable revenue growth and happier customers. How close is that to what you've seen with your clients?
What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Great point to dig into. By a steady stream of qualified leads, I mean consistently getting prospects who are genuinely interested and fit the ideal customer profile, not just random contacts. That's important because it saves time and effort, letting the sales team focus on meaningful conversations that are more likely to convert. It's all about quality over quantity, really. Does your AI help with that kind of targeting?
Tell me more about how focusing on quality leads over quantity impacts your sales process.
Focusing on quality leads really changes the game. Instead of wasting time chasing uninterested prospects, the sales team can dive straight into conversations that matter. That means higher conversion rates, shorter sales cycles, and less burnout. Plus, it builds stronger relationships since the conversations feel more relevant and personalized. It's like working smarter, not harder. Does that align with what your AI aims to achieve?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back. Got it. Well, one big constraint is definitely the time and resources needed to personalize outreach at scale. It's tough to keep that human touch when you're reaching hundreds or thousands of prospects. Also, managing follow-ups without annoying people is tricky. How does your AI tackle those challenges?
What are all the ways time and resource constraints around personalization and follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Time and resource constraints around personalization and follow-ups can hit a business in a few key ways. First, crafting tailored messages for each prospect takes a lot of manual effort, which slows down outreach. Then, tracking who needs follow-ups and when can get messy without automation, leading to missed opportunities or annoying repeats. Plus, training and managing a team to handle all this can be costly and complex. Does your AI help automate these parts to save time and reduce errors?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and annoying repeats impact your sales results?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean potential customers slip through the cracks. Maybe they were interested but didn't get a timely follow-up, so the lead goes cold or to a competitor. Annoying repeats, on the other hand, can frustrate prospects, damaging your brand's reputation and making them less likely to engage. Both hurt conversion rates and slow down revenue growth. So keeping follow-ups
Wow.
smart and timely is crucial. Does your AI have ways to prevent these pitfalls?
Wow. It sounds like missed follow-ups and annoying repeats are really holding back your sales flow, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Ah, I appreciate the offer, Mary. Before we jump to schedule,
what time zone
could you tell me a bit more about what the demo covers? I want to make sure it's the right fit before committing time.